A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. As you can already tell, the gospel for this feast of the Nativity of Mary actually recounts the Nativity of Jesus, how the birth of Jesus came about. And that is because we actually have no details as such about the birth of his mother. And so the reading kind of transposes us almost into the Advent season when we hear this reading again. And at the core of the text, although there are many facets to it, is the word of the prophet Isaiah: "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." Emmanuel, God is with us. Imanu, God is with us. This is at the heart of the story, an interpretation of the story, its meaning, what it really is all about, what comes to pass, namely the story of how God came to be fully infleshed among God's people, how God is with us, present here in our midst, in our history, incarnate with us here in our world. So it is really the story of the words becoming flesh, to use the more Johannine way of speaking, the words becoming flesh. And it helps us to see that this process by which the word becomes enfleshed is indeed a process, because we have this reading about the birth of Christ when we celebrate the birth of Mary. It's really about Mary today, this feast. But it's about the role Mary plays in human history, in the story of salvation, and how already from the moment of her birth, God is preparing the way for that word to become more and more deeply infleshed among us, with us. The reading from the Gospel of Matthew that I just read is really the short form for this day. Prior to this, in the longer form, is the whole genealogy that goes before this story of the birth. And if we were to read that genealogy, we could see the longer history in terms of which God is preparing for the Word to become flesh. So one thing we remind ourselves of is that whenever the Word becomes flesh in our midst, even today, how do you and I help to make the Word incarnate in our history, in our culture, at this moment in time, that it's a long process of preparation, and even then the process whereby it comes to completion and fulfillment, so that although Mary conceived, gives birth to Jesus, the incarnation even continues and is in one way coming to a climax later with the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. It's the process of Immanuel, the Word becoming flesh. But if we focus our attention specifically on Mary and the birth